It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Morena, Prime Minister, how are you?
Morena, not too bad, thank you.
Hey, level one, this is very exciting. You must be very pleased.
Yes, it's definitely a significant milestone for everyone. And I don't ever mean to be a downer. We've got a long road to travel yet, but it's nice to be here.
It certainly is. So within New Zealand, it's going to start to look a lot more like normality, but we are also still seeing a lot of border restrictions, of course. We are seeing already some pressure from industries who'd like exemptions to those border restrictions for various reasons. I just want to touch base on the pressure from universities, especially, to try and get international students to come into New Zealand, particularly for the next university semester. Now, what kind of provisions would your government need to have in place in order for this to be something that could happen?
And look, let's be honest, the only reason we're in the position we're in now, where we do have these domestic freedoms, is because of the border restrictions. And so whilst I completely understand that, because that's the one last remaining piece, that's where people are turning their minds, it's actually one of the most important pieces. You know, we made a bit of a trade-off. If we had open borders, we wouldn't have this level of freedom right now. And so what we're having to do is really sequence some of the work that we're doing at the border. We do have limited capacity because of our quarantine requirements. We only have a certain amount of individuals that we can safely quarantine at a time. So we've prioritised New Zealanders, their partners and spouses and children. And for them, you know, that's where we've had an exemption regime where people haven't necessarily met the criteria, but for humanitarian reasons we wanted to let in. They've been the largest group. Then there's been a very small group of what we call economic exemptions, where essentially if it were not for these small number of individuals that can't be found in New Zealand, we would see wider job loss or other issues.
Is this what the film commission, the film industry is sort of seeing at the moment?
So there were a group that were within a film production. There was someone who had to come in and fix a chairlift that couldn't be anyone else in New Zealand could do. People who had to fix gas pipelines, sewage infrastructure, specialists that we couldn't find people anywhere else for. Or for the case of the film industry, were it not for them, hundreds of other jobs would have been lost within New Zealand. So that's the kind of exemptions that exist there. Next is then export education. And so that's a larger cohort. So that requires a very specific plan. The Minister of Education is working through that at the moment, but safety is going to be our number one priority.
With something like universities, there's been a lot of calls for it, at least the introduction of some PhD students where they'll be staying in the country for a long period of time. Would a quarantine, a strict quarantine imposed by the institutions themselves, be something that the government would look at helping facilitate?
Yeah, and we have had situations with very small numbers where the economic exemptions are in place, where the Ministry of Health has approved facilities, but we have still played a role in monitoring the facility, monitoring the health. So there's no scenario we've had so far where we have not been involved, because it's just too important to delegate our responsibility somewhere else at this stage. But we are working through some of the proposals around export education, but they will be pretty rigorous.
I just want to touch base on the wage subsidies as well, because the first package that we've seen is coming to an end this week, but we are going to be seeing a second package roll out for certain people. What's this going to look like, Prime Minister?
For the second wage package, the wage subsidy, that's very, very targeted. We've saw for the first cohort that the large number of employees who were eligible for that's now narrowed down to a much smaller group, and that's because at this stage we have an expectation that the economy is, of course, opening up, but it's taking people a while to recover, so we're wanting to target tourism, hospitality and so on. So they still have to demonstrate that they're 40% down on what they otherwise might be over a period of time. So that rolls for another 8 weeks, and that's to help with transition.
Now, I just want to talk about Oranga Tamariki, because we're seeing undertaking a review by the Children's Commissioner at the moment, and we've seen the first of two reports that are coming out looking at Oranga Tamariki's policy for the care of babies aged 0 to 3 months. And this first report has given some very upsetting detail about the experiences of 30 mothers who've had their babies removed. Now, Dame Nida Glavish, who led the Whānau Ora inquiry earlier this year about the treatment of Māori mothers and babies, has expressed a lack of confidence in the CEO of Oranga Tamariki, and has also criticise the government for a lack of action on these reports. What reassurance can you give that action is going to be taken, Prime Minister?
Well, but the first thing I'd say is that actually the reform agenda, and we've been working on fundamentally changing the system, has only been fully funded for that since July of last year. But already we have seen significant work and change, but it is going to take us time, and it is going to take more than one person to change the system. The, you know, the principle, though, the foundation is that none of us want to see children removed from their families. You know, that is the most heartbreaking thing that you can imagine. But also, we also want to make sure that we see children safe. So the changes that have been occurring within Oranga Tamariki within a short space of time, we have seen 27% fewer Māori children coming into care since in the last, you know, period of time. The fewest entries into care were actually last year since 2004. And now 80% of children who are Māori and being placed with Māori caregivers or looked after by their own whānau. So those are significant changes that have been made, but it is going to take us time. At least there is agreement that reform is needed.
I also wanted to touch base on the armed police trials, which have now been scrapped. Now, last time you were on the show, Prime Minister, you said that while police operations are a matter for the police, you did express that you don't support the routine arming of the police. So do you welcome the new police commissioner's decision to end these armed response trials?
Look, I would just say it's a reflection that I think the Commissioner of Police has listened to communities, and he's made that clear. I mean, actually, the evaluation was meant to take through to the end of June, but he was of the view that he had heard enough to know that it just, in his own words, didn't align with the style of policing that New Zealanders expect. And so clearly you can hear from that he's listened.
Chris Kahu of the Police Association has said that the decision to trial armed response units had been rushed by previous Commissioner Mike Bush. Do you agree with this, that there has been a lack of consultation with affected communities?
Oh, well, look, in the responses we've had back, you know, and even at the time, keeping in mind, actually, we ourselves as government weren't part of the decision-making. It was an operational decision, and I think everyone in the police really has acknowledged that more work needed to have been done there. But regardless, the decision has been made. That's not where they're going. We do, of course, need to make sure that we're doing as much as we can to train our police, support our police when they are in situations where guns may be being used by those that have been called out to come and intervene, because we do not want a situation where we see more often arms being used, but often where we see the police having to respond to those call outs, those are the situations where they are. So we want to continue to see our police not routinely armed, and that's making sure that they are really trained and that they have access to alternatives and that we get guns out of circulation generally as well.
Of course, in the last fortnight, we've seen protests, huge protests across the world, particularly in America, sparked by the killing of George Floyd by a police officer over there. And that has sort of been reflected in some of the protests we've seen in New Zealand. Obviously, we have a very different police system here, and it is a very different context, but people are questioning the issues of race and policing in New Zealand. Do you have concerns about racial prejudice or bias in the policing in Aotearoa?
Well, I would pull back a little bit and say, actually, across our criminal justice system as a whole, there is work to do. And I think you see that in some of the agenda that we've been working to roll out, and in some of even right down to recruitment within the police, where our view has been that we do need to see our own communities reflected in our police forces. And then with that brings a change in culture and a change in approach. So we have been recruiting more frontline police, but we have also been recruiting more diversity in our frontline police. We've also seen greater use of alternative forms of justice within our wider system. So things like the use of iwi and community panels have been significant, and I'd like to see greater use of them. So I'd say, you know, we are not perfect as a nation. We have work to do, but I would say it cuts across our entire justice system.
And just before we let you go, Prime Minister, I did just want to say, what are you looking forward to most about Level 1? Are there any gigs you're going to be going to, anything like that?
I actually managed to get to a Level 2 gig.
Oh, lucky you.
Which I did. It was Nadia Reid in Wellington, and it was very civilized. Everyone seated, spaced out,
That would have been pretty special, I think.
Yeah, I think that there were probably a little middle-aged people like myself quite enjoying that particular environment. But no, I'm just pleased that this, I hope, will give a little bit more certainty for people who are working in the industry and wanting to plan for summer festivals. The goal for us now is just to make sure we stay on track so that we keep on this path so that people can have the summer that they're looking forward to.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Prime Minister. We'll speak to you again in a fortnight.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.